Welcome back, everyone. Wherever you are in the world, we hope you are listening to Advance, keeping up to date, and enjoying hearing different people's opinions on things. And I am one of your teachers and panelists, Doris, and we have with us today...
Hi, everyone. I'm Campbell.
Hello, I'm Brendan.
Hi, everyone. I'm Albert.
And all of you listening out there, we wish we could see you. Maybe someday some kind of streaming will be able to see you as we talk. I don't know.
That would be cool.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun, yeah.
I don't know if they want them to see us, though.
Then I'd have to do makeup and everything.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
You look good.
Yeah, you look fine. That's a nice colored shirt you have on today. Anyway.
Thank you.
But anyway, here we are in our studio, and it's not a Hollywood studio. Actually, it happens to be one in Taipei, isn't it?
That's right.
And we're glad that you can be here. And Brendan, that you were on your first program yesterday. Did you enjoy being on Advance?
Yes, it was rather fun. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad that we can find out some of the things you learned, because you just graduated from a university where you studied things like this. So we'd like to find out some of the new things that you learned, and we can learn too. You know, we always learn, lifelong learning. We can always learn new things, don't we?
Yeah, it's a process that, you know, I'm coming to enjoy. New experiences bring new challenges, and it's fun.
Especially in Advance. If we don't know about the subject, we have to look it up and study it, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what I had to do with this one, right? Okay, so tell us where we're going to start today and what we're on, Campbell.
Well, we are on our entertainment article for the month of September, and we are going to be starting our lesson today on page 31. So, again, just a quick review of what we talked about yesterday. We talked about the studios, the Sunset Bronson Studios, and now they have some new tenants. The Netflix company is moving in, and they are going to be providing some new original programming, and they'll be streaming that live over the Internet.
I was surprised that Netflix has so many employees. It says here that they have about 1,000 employees there in their office. That's a lot of people, isn't it?
Right, that's right.
Wow. I guess that's because they're going to do production, too. Yeah. Doesn't that seem like a kind of big office?
Not at all, because, you know, as you know, we talked about yesterday, they're transitioning, they're changing from being a provider to being able to deliver content now as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they do have 75 million subscribers, so they have a lot of people all around the world that are watching their programming.
I know, but 1,000 people, wow, that sounds like a big office to me.
Definitely a big company.
Right. But yesterday, you know, we talked about the fact that there's other studios, some big and some small. We mentioned on page 30 about the Siren Studios in the second column, and it says not the only game in town. And, you know, they have this BuzzFeed motion pictures, and that's kind of what you would say a modern type of thing, where they show you just a little glimpse of things that everybody thinks are important. They have gone viral.
That's right. And so they create these viral videos about topics that people might be interested in.
Yeah, BuzzFeed in general takes this sort of newsy social justice ideas, and they create funny and entertaining just short videos that they market as everyone who is like this can understand what we're showing you, and people watch it and they're so general that they laugh, and it's like, yes, that's true.
Like a pig crossing the road and a camel comes out or something like that. They have a lot of funny stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
don't they?
Yeah, and they address a lot of social issues as well.
Do you ever watch BuzzFeed?
I have seen a few of their videos. Me personally, I don't go out of my way to watch them.
No, I don't really think that, you know, valuable as far as news is concerned.
Right.
But anyway, a lot of people like these short, funny things, don't they?
Yeah, it's supposed to be light, nothing serious. It's for, you know, a targeted audience.
Who's the target audience? Teenagers?
Well, you know, it could be teenagers. You know, it could be someone who's, you know, tired after work. They just want to watch a one-minute funny video when they're on their commute home.
Yeah. And that's kind of the trend now. Instead of sitting down for maybe a 30-minute, 40-minute program, people watch these 5-minute videos. You know, and they just kind of...
Something that happens someplace,
yeah.
Right.
And on top of that, websites like YouTube have these small indie companies creating content, and they're trying to make their living off of YouTube. I'm thinking of YouTube channels such as Corridor Digital, Rocket Jump. They do action-y short films that are only 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes long at the maximum, but they're trying to entertain people as well. Just they're not going the full 30 minutes, hour 30
right.
minutes that a movie or a television show would require.
Well, if you see something like that and it's on YouTube, you don't have to pay to see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how does it make money on that then?
They make money via advertising.
That's
okay.
right.
YouTube has advertisements that play at the beginning of every single one of their videos, and that's how YouTube itself makes money. However, if a YouTube channel partners with YouTube, then they can make original content, and they will start, and they will be able to make some of the money from the ad revenue.
Right.
YouTube also is starting a new thing called YouTube Red, which is very similar to Netflix, actually, where people can pay a subscription fee, then they can get access to a whole bunch of content that people who have not paid for YouTube Red won't get.
Well, things like the TED Talks. You were on a TED Talk. I've
That's
been
right.
on one, right?
Yeah.
But those are free for people to watch, right?
Those are free, yeah. But then there's always, if you notice on YouTube now, there's always advertisement, right? And
true.
So that creates revenue, and these people that create these videos also get a cut of that revenue.
Well, I guess a lot of people are watching because, as we found out yesterday at the very end of page 30, they did say that people are watching a lot more videos and things that they used to. They're doing them on their smartphones, aren't
That's
they?
Right. Yeah, and especially since the smartphone internet is getting a lot faster as well, so people are able to watch them on the go.
Because of video streaming, right?
Exactly.
So they can watch them. Otherwise, they're too slow. So it's very interesting that people are doing more and more. However, if you watch the small screen too long, it's not good for your eyes.
That's right.
But if you're on waiting and you're on the MRT or at the bus stop or something, people watch short stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
So today, where are we going to start then, Campbell?
Okay, we're going to be starting on page 31 at the top right there under the number 20. So please do join us.
Okay, Steve will read for us.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out this is the new wave. Already, streaming video productions are surging this year. Amazon, Hulu, and Netflix were working on 16 scripted shows in February alone. According to Film LA Incorporated, the nonprofit group that handles film permits for the city and county. Web-based TV, like the shorts you see from YouTube or BuzzFeed, has also seen a significant rise. Film LA Incorporated counted 1,449 shooting permits for the category in 2015, compared with 641 in 2011. The boost in digital production has heightened competition for studio space, which is mostly limited to about a dozen major independently owned properties, though big-name studios like Paramount still make their facilities available for lease. A $420 million office, residential, and retail complex at Hollywood's Columbia Square will serve as Viacom Incorporated's new West Coast headquarters. The property owners hope that Viacom, which owns MTV, will attract more entertainment workers to the area.
Well, there's a lot of interesting facts in here, and we'll talk about them very briefly. But you get a little bit idea that this is another different world than the one most of us work in every day. Isn't that right?
That's right. And our article starts today saying it doesn't take a genius to figure out that this is the new wave, right? So there's a new trend that is occurring, and more
fashion,
and more people
right?
are mm-hmm. using the internet and their cell phones to watch videos.
Right, there's always something new, isn't
mm-hmm.
there? But the new wave means the new way that things are going.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that streaming video productions are surging more and more.
That's right. So yesterday we used the word burgeoning, and today
mm-hmm.
we're using the word surging. They're similar in the idea that it's growing.
Well, there's three names here that most people have heard of and use most of these: Amazon, Hulu, and Netflix. And Brendan, are those similar or what?
For the most part. Amazon is a website that I think we all know is basically an online shopping mall. Netflix was, as we discussed, a distribution service for originally movies. And Hulu is a website that is like Netflix. However, Hulu originally focused on television. Now, however, all three video stream the television and movies, and they all sort of do each other's job as well. So,
well, no, Hulu and Netflix in a way that are kind of similar. But what always surprises me about Amazon, because Amazon started in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
Which is my hometown,
right.
And some of our studio classroom teachers that went back to Seattle are now working at Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been, you know, to sell books,
mm-hmm.
mostly books,
right.
And then all kinds of merchandise and then everything. And now they're delivering things by airplanes and they're into everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really amazing that Amazon can be associated with this, because I always think of them as just buying things. You know?
Right. Yeah, well, Amazon is the number one internet retailer right now, and so it makes sense that they would want to get into this, get a piece of this pie as well.
Well, mainly, I think it's because they don't want to be held back by Disney or other companies where they're like, hey, we're not going to sell our stuff on your market anymore.
Right. So they're working on these 16 scripted shows that they have the scripts for, and they're going to film them according to Film LA, and they handle the film permits for the city, so you have to have permission to film. You just can't film anyplace.
Right.
And so all of these different groups that we see online, Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, are doing a lot of independent things that were not what they originally started out for, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It used to be that these TV programs were made by the big Hollywood studios.
Right.
Right? But now we have these smaller independent internet companies that are creating this video and this video content.
Well, web-based TV, there's a lot of web TV now. Instead of watching your TV at home, you can watch it on your phone. So web-based TV, like these short films that you see from YouTube and BuzzFeed, well, they have also been on the rise. What does it say about Film LA? What do they say there?
Well, Film LA Incorporated counted 1,449 shooting permits for the category of web-based TV in 2015, compared with 641 in 2011.
So that's kind of a big increase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is huge.
It really is.
And it's because of the fact that the technology is now more readily available.
Right. Everything is better. Cameras and streaming, the whole field, isn't it?
Yeah. I myself have a number of cameras that I can produce very high-quality video.
Good. We're going to have to watch some of his and put them on our studio
classroom.
That's
right.
Right?
We'll have to make some videos with you, Brendan.
That's right, Brendan. When you're here, that's great. So a lot of people go around and do their own, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Think of all the students graduating from school, if they're all going to do that, it's going to be more.
Yeah, I mean, smartphones, the cameras on the smartphones are getting better and better, and so people are actually using smartphones now to make videos.
So, Albert, it says there that there's this boost in digital production, and what has made this grow even more?
Well, you know, sometimes they say that location is all that matters. And with all this competition, there is even more competition for studio space. They want to be near where the action is, and Los Angeles is only so big.
Well, that's what we always think about, that as being the film capital and the movie capital.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of facilities down there, and the weather's really pretty good for filming and so forth. So there's a lot going on down that area. And some of these big studios, like Paramount, which is a very big movie studio, they make their facilities available if you want to lease them out to these smaller companies.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some places that you can use in that area.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to start from scratch, like they said, and from the very beginning, because it just takes too much money that way. Buy the property, make the building.
Right.
No, you have to go use something already done, or else it's too late.
Yeah.
So that's very important. Well, it says why the other studios will need to adapt. Let's find out what they say about that. Let's have Steve read the next paragraph for us. Next section.
Why the other studios will need to adapt. If BuzzFeed and its fast and cheap style of production is indeed the future of digital entertainment, then other independent studios may need to adjust. Unlike some of its competitors, Siren Studios isn't a union facility, which makes it more attractive to web-only producers on smaller budgets. Siren also doesn't require that BuzzFeed use any of its services, such as renting production equipment. By comparison, about one-third of Hudson Pacific's revenue, owner of Sunset Bronson Studios, is from ancillary services like lighting, telecommunications, and catering.
Well, this gives us another twist or another thing to think about, because with all these studios, there's a lot of things they need. They need even food to eat for all their employees and everything. So it says, like BuzzFeed, it's fast, it's a cheap style. And if they're going that direction, then the other studios better look out. Isn't that right?
That's right. If you watch BuzzFeed videos, they're usually, you know, these one-camera shots. It doesn't take a lot of equipment, and it's very low budget. But they're creating a lot of great content that people are watching. And so these big major studios need to start adjusting if they want to compete.
I would argue about great. I feel like, if anything, it's about being first. But yeah, some of it could be good.
It's not always that good. That's true. Yeah. That's true. And, you know, you can't, when somebody takes a lot of time and writes a script and has different cameras, the results are quite different. Mm-hmm. But people don't care. They just want to see the situation, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you see a lot of funny things. Like some duck falls in the sewer pipes and everybody's helping get it out, and then BuzzFeed takes a picture and everybody watches it. It goes viral. Everybody watches it. You don't need a lot of good camera work for that necessarily, right?
No.
So that's the kind of stuff they do mostly, don't they?
Right.
Yeah, they mostly do that. I find that what BuzzFeed really excels at, though, is creating really funny social commentary. I mean, I don't personally think it's funny, but a bunch of people obviously do. Otherwise, they would not have been this successful. But their 10 things you understand if you are a cat person or whatever.
Yeah, right.
You know, just these funny little videos that they just aim at one specific little audience, throw it on social media, and it goes completely insane because they're the first ones to do that kind of thing.
Right.
It's like what Robert said.
Yeah, and it seems that you eat in when Chinese say an wu liao, some of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, it's just a little time passer kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting and entertaining, but you don't really learn a lot.
Yeah, you don't get a lot out of it.
Yeah.
What they're saying here is that if this is really the way that the production and the future of digital entertainment is going, other studios need to adjust because, for example, Siren Studios, where BuzzFeed makes its videos, is a non-union facility.
I wonder how they can manage that, because the union keeps getting after people that aren't union. I wonder if they'll be able to hold that.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, what union and non-union means that union facilities, there are certain requirements that they have to meet. There's
a
certain
pay money to the union.
Yeah, certain amount of money that they have to give to their workers and certain number of hours that they can work, so they're more protected.
Not only that, but there are a bunch of services that, at least in the television industry, unions have to require. So one that I know is you have to provide a one-hour lunch break on all film sets, and if you are, and you have to provide them with a very healthy, almost banquet, a sort of buffet of vegetables and fruits and specific types of meat and all of this stuff.
The union requires that, huh?
The union requires that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the union's got all these different things, so a lot of people are against that, but the unions are pretty strong, too, so I wonder how you can keep away from that.
Huh. I guess maybe because now, like, they can just go to more independent filmmakers instead, you know. So
I
those
know,
jobs
but I mean, the
great.
Union will be after those independent places and try to make them join, I think.
Yeah.
Put pressure on them, you could say. Yeah.
Right.
But
so,
that's why they do that, right?
Yeah, and so the fact that it's a non-union facility makes it more attractive because it's they're not spending as much money on
they don't have to. Yeah, they do it if they want to, but they don't have to.
Right.
That's the difference, okay. But by comparison, they said about one-third of the Hudson Pacific's revenue, that's another Sunset Bronson Studios, they call this what? ancillary services. What are those anyway? That's a funny word.
Yeah. I love that word.
You do?
Yeah, it used to come from the Latin word relating to maidservants. Nowadays, we use it as in a sense of providing support or help. So an example is, after surgery, you may need to take pills to help aid with your healing process. So the pills are an ancillary type of support.
Right. So basically the idea is you're spending money to rent the space.
Yes.
But then certain studios also want you and require you to rent their cameras, their lighting, and their audio equipment, all this other extra stuff that you don't, maybe you have your own equipment, but they require you to use their equipment. Right, so Siren Studios doesn't require any of that. You can just rent the space. You don't have to use their cameras.
You don't have to use their cafeteria.
Right.
Their restaurants.
Exactly.
You can go out around the corner and eat at a cheaper place
right.
if you want.
And so for low budget companies, that saves them a lot of money.
Okay, so that's pretty clear on that. Well, let's see what we're going to talk about here in the last paragraph, because there's old studios and the new ones, and let's see whether they're going to both be able to exist. Let's see what the last paragraph tells us on page 31.
That doesn't necessarily mean that the old studios will fall out of favor, said Bruce Richmond, executive vice president of production at HBO, which first launched its streaming service in 2010. And has traditionally worked with union labor. For a big movie with 1,000 people, it helps to have a catering service, he said, but not for a BuzzFeed crew of four. It's not a zero-sum game. There's always room for both types of studios.
So when it says that the old studios are going to fall out of favor, that means that people will not choose them anymore. Doesn't mean that they're completely gone. They're still going to need the old studios. What do you think, Brendan?
Oh, definitely they need the old studios. If for no other reason than just because of cinema. I do not think that feature-length films will die out over the course of even my lifetime. There is something that they offer that these short films, these sort of BuzzFeed or Netflix TV shows can't offer. It's just in the nature of the medium and the storytelling.
Right, it's a longer story and not just one short little part of a story, but it's very involved with different plots, just like a book, you know.
Yes, and because of that intricacy, you need to have a much larger budget, so you're going to still need these old-fashioned studios because they've really refined how they create these stories.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, so what we've been talking about are these smaller studios that have been catering to this new
short things,
these
right.
new short films, right? But then what we're saying here is that these older studios, they're still going to be needed because there are companies that need to have that space for the 1,000 people, you know, the cast, the big cast,
right.
and the big, you know, the big crew that they need to take care of. So they're still going to need these spaces.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these old infrastructures by these old studios are still going to be relevant because I feel like even in the future, near future maybe, like Amazon, Hulu, and BuzzFeed, and even Facebook, they're going to look towards bigger productions because that's where the money's at. You know, we have like movies, yeah. Hollywood-produced movies.
Well, look at HBO. You know, they're still making productions. They have big, long movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like HBO's making their own movies. They use some movies, but they're making their own, aren't they?
Yeah. Right.
And they need big facilities, and but they also have streaming services. You can watch those.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in 2010, they traditionally worked with union labor. So they've gone that way. But it says for a big movie with 1,000 people, yeah, you might need to have a catering service. They can't all go around the corner and buy noodles or hamburgers,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
Too many people.
They
won't get their lunch done in time.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to have facilities for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, for a buzz crew feed of 4 people, that's quite different.
Right. When you've got only 4 people on a video, you're not going to need a huge catering service. In those cases, yeah, we can just go around the corner and grab a hamburger or something.
That's an interesting term here. It's not a zero-sum game. What does that mean?
the zero-sum game is usually a situation where it's like, oh, only one person wins and the other person loses. And here it's saying, hey, you know, it's a win-win situation for everybody because you can have a bit of the old and a bit of the new, and you have both.
So there's really room for both kinds of studios. Do you think so, Brendan?
I do. I think that with the rise of internet, it will change. How we see and watch the movies might be different. I suspect that there will be less feature-length films being played in big theaters, perhaps, in favor of people watching it on their television at home. But I think the actual production of the content itself, there's definitely room for both.
Short films. You need that. I mean, that's a real art, like a play or like a drama. Just like there's short things we can read, but some people still read a whole book. And we need to keep both, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
There's room for both. So I hope you've had some new ideas and learned a few new words today, because the time is up already, so we have to put the finishing touches on this lesson. And for the last thing, I think all of us need to remember that video streaming will make it easier for us to watch things on our devices. Isn't that right?
That's
Do you have
right.
any closing remarks, Campbell?
Well, you know, if you enjoy our lesson, you can always check out our videos. Make sure you scan our QR code at the top of page 30 and watch some of the videos that we create.
Yeah, and definitely write letters to us. We love reading your letters and replying.
Right. And thanks for being with us, everyone. We have new lessons and new things coming up. Have a great week. We'll see you when we come back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.